December in Nebraska was best left to poets droning on about the dubious merits of frosty icicles and face-freezing temperatures. Inside the stuffy Performing Arts Center, Cassandra Sato felt sweat rivulets slide down her back under her academic regalia. Easing the light blue velvet sash a few inches away from her throat, she crossed her ankles and inhaled deeply to slow her heartbeat. Moments earlier, while the fall commencement speaker, an economist who had graduated in the 1950s, launched the concluding salvo in his uninspiring remarks, Cassandra had glanced across the stage at Board of Directors Chairman Alan Hershey, Master of Ceremonies, and owner of an age-defying head of hair that never fell out of place. Hershey had raised two fingers of his right hand and dipped his chin in a subtle greeting to someone in the audience. Cassandra had followed his gaze to the parents and guests in the lower-level seating that curved behind the Morton College graduates. The center's Gothic interior resembled an old European chapel, except instead of a central altar, a stage was flanked by two levels of box seats. Decorative carvings on the pillars and ceiling continued the impression of an old, stately theater. She smiled at the families wearing their finest clothes, pride in their new graduates obvious, as they snapped photos of every aspect of the auspicious day. She loved commencements. Poignant endings and eager degree candidates brimming with promise for the future made her heart swell. Cassandra had met a small number of parents in her 4+ months as vice president for student affairs. As her eyes slid down a row about halfway up the section where Hershey had nodded, she hadn't expected to recognize any of the faces, which was why her heart had lurched so suddenly. With narrowed eyes, she confirmed the tall, thin, gray-haired man with the unruly eyebrows was indeed her former boss. Why was Dr. Gary Nielsen sitting in the commencement audience instead of floating in a fishing trawler off the Florida coast wearing the goofy hat he'd posed in for the postcard Cassandra had received less than 2 weeks ago? She racked her brain for a good reason why Nielsen would end his sunny retirement trip so abruptly and return to wintry Carson, Nebraska. The skin on his face was several shades darker than the pale complexions he and his wife had sported in early November upon departing to begin their new life. His unexpected exit had thrown Cassandra's office into a bit of chaos while the administrative departments divided up his duties and the board of directors hired an interim president. That had not worked out as anyone had hoped. Now they were back to a vacancy, with Chairman Hershey making important decisions while pursuing a suitable replacement. Just minutes before spotting Nielsen, Cassandra had daydreamed of the time when she would become president of a university, and it would be her duty, no, her deepest pleasure, to impart her own wisdom while standing before a crowd of beaming graduates and well-wishers. The rest of the ceremony had passed in a distracted rush of excited motion and frustration while Cassandra waited to corner Chairman Hershey. The ending bars of pomp and circumstance echoed in the main hall while the stage party and graduates marched out to the lobby. Unzipping her black outer gown, Cassandra left her floppy velvet tam in place so she wouldn't mess up her hair. "Mr. Hershey, a moment." "Dr. Sato." Hershey was only a few inches taller than her in heeled knee-high boots. "Glad I caught you before the reception. Dr. Nielsen has changed his mind and will be reinstated as president for the spring term, giving us ample time to search for a permanent replacement." 6 weeks of retirement under his belt and Nielsen had changed his mind? Who does that? Disappointment pinched a nerve in her temple. "Reinstated? He just left in November."
"You well know the past 2 months have been controversial." Hershey nodded. "Donors have complained. Parents have encouraged their children to transfer. Dr. Nielsen was kind enough to oblige us on short notice."